fascinating film.
Marco, a battle in the end, but pleased to get through.
Yes, definitely. It was clear our aim, and I think we showed the enough quality to be in the next stage. As you said, I think during the 80 minutes we are completely in control of the game. From the first minute, even with the 10 changes, I think we did show our partners, our identity on the pitch. Good first goal. We had one more two or three good moments probably to kill the game. We didn't. And this type of games is always important to score the second goal as early as you can to kill a little bit the hopes of the opposition side. We didn't, even if we didn't have one shot, one danger moment all the first half. Because we did well, I think we controlled well the game on the ball, good reaction when we lost it, we didn't give many things for them. We wanted to do the same in second half. The game started more or less in the same way, but of course a great strike from them and a great goal in a moment that we should have done better in the first moment of the build-up when we lost the ball where we shouldn't. Even so, I think we react really well with a great open play goal from ourselves, great connection between Tom Carney and Andrés Pereira with a great assist for the great move from Rodrigo, great goal from us. And when we expected to control the game in the way you wanted and don't give the belief for them, even with more fresh players inside the box, inside the pitch, sorry, to keep more the possession, to take a little bit the belief from them, even if you know classic FA Cup game when the home team was losing 2-1 and believe until the end that can happen something, but was a moment for us to keep a little bit more the possession, to take the ball from them and not give the chance. We didn't last 10 minutes, and of course they believe that they can do something. I think some dangerous moment, not really clear, even the goal was a clear offside goal. We did well, our alignment was good in that moment, and we won. I think we deserve clear to be in the next stage, and now let's rest the players for the next game, Premier League game.
Michael, how impressed are you with the contribution of Rodrigo? He scored a goal at Newcastle and then second goal today.
Yes, it's a great competition between him and Raul, definitely. It's always good when you have two strikers. They have been scoring goals and important goals for us. The best example is what's happened last Premier League game against Newcastle when both they scored. And when you have a chance to start a game like Rodrigo got this afternoon, you have to step in, and he did it. It is what you want. I know that I made 10 changes. Sometimes it's not easy to keep the same consistent in terms of the way to play, but most of the time of the game we did it. And Rodrigo did something that is really strong inside the box. He's really strong. I'm really pleased for the second goal because it's something that we have been working with him, with this type of runs, with this type of moves. That is something that is clear to improve, to understand sometimes that he cannot play always the back for the goal. He has to put this type of runs. Great assist from Andreas, and I'm really pleased for the second goal, the way he scored. And the first is Rodrigo Muniz, the way he's capable inside the box to score. And when he's... when we assist well or provide good balls from the side for him, he's really strong there inside the box. And yes, great response for him. Not surprised as he's in a good moment like Raul. Great competition just for me to decide who is going to be the best solution for each game, related with the strategy, with the moment, with the opposition side too.
Is he moving up with Raul now? Like, are they level? But Raul is more experienced, obviously.
They are slightly different, but they are two top players for us. And not just because they can score, but the way they work hard as well. Raul is a good example of what a work he did last game against Newcastle. Rodrigo, slightly different game this afternoon. We had most of the time the possession. And when you have this type of games, the striker has to step in, and he did it. I agree with you. It's a great competition between both. One more experience than the other, but for me it's not important the age. The important is the moment they are. If they are in a better moment than the other, is going to start the games, but it's good when you have two strikers capable to score.
Marco, Fulham don't have an amazingly good record in the FA Cup, but you're now obviously doing very well in the league. You're an established team. Are you at the stage of your development, your process, where you should and can be competing for an FA Cup title?
I have to remind you that two seasons ago we achieved the quarters final of FA Cup match, FA Cup competition, and probably didn't achieve the semi-finals for other things that I don't want to speak here, because until the 75 minutes we are clear and with at least one foot in the semi-finals of the competition. Since my second season in this football club, and when you had a bad, really bad afternoon or evening in a Carabao Cup where you were out of the competition, was a changing moment for us, because we had a clear conversation with inside the doors, because it was a moment for us to change completely the mentality, the way you see any competition in that you are playing for the football club. And from that moment, you can win or not games, but from that moment, the way everybody's being serious, the approach doesn't matter. I know that I take risks, like I took this afternoon, to change 10 players is not an easy thing to do it, but some of them, they deserve clearly to have the chance. We aim really high, doesn't matter against we are going to play, we are going to do our best to go as further as you can. And of course, in this competition, all the clubs probably they think to go until the last game, and we want to fight for it. We don't know what is going to happen, until what stage someone is going to stop ourselves, but we want to aim high. And next round is going to be the same, and let's wait for the draw, and after prepare well when the moment will come.
Marco, dominant in possession, and you made a lot of changes towards the back end of that game. Was that out of respect to what you believe Wigan could have done had you not have made those changes? Because they seemed to grow into it in that last 10, as you allude to.
Yes, and you know, because not just for that, and I said before, we don't get nothing as a guaranteed, and we don't underestimate any team. And when you play these type of games, we respect so much the competition that it is so good that you have to be really careful. And the sign for the team with the 10 changes was not at all that the game is going to be easy. I think we prepared well the game, our week. We prepared this week like we prepared, or this game like we did last week against Newcastle is completely the same. But of course, when you do this, and some of the players, like for example, Martial, Josh King, Rodrigo is not the case, but even Tom Carney and Harrison Reed, they have not been playing the enough games. And of course, we expect after 65, 70 minutes, the physical condition, they get a little bit more tired. And of course, it was a moment for us to start to put fresh legs inside. It's not because we respect much more Wigan or not. The plan was clear for us. We knew that the intensity that you want to play, probably these type of players, they are not going to get in the rhythm all the 90 minutes. Good to see Cessegnu again playing 90 minutes. But yes, it was a moment that Wigan tried to react it. And when I said a player like Sanderberg or Emil to give a little bit more possession for us and a little bit more calm in the build-up from Sanderberg, and to give to put two wide players there, Alex and Adama, to be more fresh there and to have more 1v1 on the side with Adama. Yes, the reason was clear for us to control the game and try to score the third goal instead of to give the belief for Wigan.
You making those changes, it made Wigan come out of their shell more in that 10 minutes though, and in that second half. You know, Sean praised you for doing that. It brought something out of his side. He saw a different side to his team today. So that shows that even though it's about winning, you can get different reactions from each other in football matches, doesn't it?
I think it's normal. You know, when you are, as I said, if you don't kill a game like this one, and after if you are not able to keep your identity and to take the ball from, to take the hopes from Wigan, something can happen. Always football is like that, and I think the reaction is a natural reaction. They start to go a bit more direct to win, try to win some second balls as well. Okay, and it was a moment for us winning that ball. I think we put a striker and Emil to be a little bit more aggressive in the first pressure, to not give a lot of time for them to. They start to be a little bit more direct in that moment, and it was a moment for us winning the ball to be a little bit more calm, to not lose too quick. We didn't. And okay, they hope for something. I think we control well. Overall, looking to the game, good reaction from Wigan the last 10 minutes, but clear we are the team that deserve to be in the next stage.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Last question here from Jack.
My congratulations. We obviously saw Martial and Josh on either side, which was speaking about your solutions to wide areas. But just going back to what you said on Thursday about Reece Nelson being out for a long period, what happens with his rehabilitation? Have you spoken with Arsenal and what happens there?
It's not for me to talk about if you spoke or not with Arsenal. I think, of course, both medical staffs, of course, they should be in contact, and they are in contact. As you know, he's on loan with us, but he's not just our player. Of course, the contact is permanent, and he's going to, if didn't happen yet, it's going to happen soon. I cannot be sure to say if happen or not, but it's going to happen for sure. Okay, it was a big blow for us. Definitely was not like a setback, because it was not in the same leg. He was completely ready to train with us. He had a good week. He's going to be involved in this game 100% sure. And 2-3 days ago, he felt something in the other leg, and it's a big blow for us. You mentioned that we play with Martial and Josh. We adapted Josh on the right-hand side to come from the wide areas to come more inside. Very good game from Josh. Really pleased for him. But of course, we are short in that areas. As I told you, we did plan to buy a player for that position during the market. It was not possible for us. And of course, we are short. We have to go with the players. For me, it's to find different solutions. I try to give more time for William to train with us and to be in better physical condition for us to try to use him and to get him in the best shape he can to help our team. Right now, as you know, Martial, Adam, Alex, and let's get William as better as he can be.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Well done,
thank you.
Mate.